Picture this. You are standing right in the middle of a massive life crossroads.
Right.
Like maybe you're staring down a huge career change,
Yeah.
or you're agonizing over moving across the country.
Yeah. Or trying to decide whether to marry the person you're currently with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you are just completely paralyzed by the uncertainty of it all. You desperately want guidance, but you don't want advice from a friend who's just going to tell you what you want to hear.
No, you want a wise elder.
Yes. Someone who has seen a thousand lives play out
Yeah.
and can like read the hidden patterns in yours.
A perspective that exists completely outside of your immediate messy reality. Someone who can look at the chaotic puzzle pieces of your life and actually see the picture on the box.
But where do you actually go to find that? I mean, if you look at traditional therapy, you're easily paying $200 an hour.
Oh, at least.
And that's assuming you can even get off the 3-week wait list,
All
right?
right.
So maybe you look for a traditional fortune-telling master. But the real ones charge $500 a session. The good ones have month-long wait lists.
And the truly great ones, they aren't even taking new clients.
Exactly. Or they require an introduction from someone already in their inner circle.
It is a deeply human need, but it's completely bottlenecked by access. You're looking for profound, personalized wisdom, but the system to deliver that wisdom simply cannot scale to meet the demand.
And that bottleneck is exactly what we are exploring today. We're unpacking this bizarre, behind-the-scenes technical log. It's a builder's manifesto for an AI platform called PanPanMail.
Yeah, it's a fascinating document.
It outlines a solo tech developer's wild experiment to see if AI can do the impossible, basically, to completely democratize ancient, heavily gatekept metaphysical wisdom.
And perhaps more surprisingly, whether doing so accidentally builds a highly scalable, stigma-free mental health solution for millions of people.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to understand why this AI platform was even conceptualized, we first need to look at the massive, historically broken market it's trying to fix.
Yeah, we're talking about an industry that is simultaneously exploding in popularity and completely failing its users.
The numbers are absolutely staggering. Just looking at the Chinese digital metaphysics market alone, we are talking about a 120 billion RMB industry.
Which is roughly 16.5 billion US dollars.
Right, and growing at nearly 44% year over year.
And that growth represents over 120 million paying users. I mean, these aren't just casual observers. These are people actively spending money to find direction.
And this appetite is universal, you know. Look at Western astrology apps like CoStar. They raised $21 million and have tens of millions of users.
Oh, yeah. And if you open TikTok right now, tarot card readings have billions of views.
Billions. People are actively searching for meaning. But the source material breaks the current market down into three very distinct, very flawed buckets.
Right, the current solutions are stuck in the 19th century.
Yeah, so first you have the scammy ad farms, you know the ones. You enter your birthday, you get three generic paragraphs of vague flattery, and then bam.
A paywall.
Exactly. A paywall trying to upsell you a $200 detailed report that is literally just generated from a basic automated lookup table.
It provides the illusion of insight without any actual depth. It's essentially a digital carnival trick.
Then bucket two, the generic birthday generators. This is the stuff that says, oh, you were born in the year of the dragon, therefore you are ambitious and energetic.
Or you're a Scorpio, so you're mysterious.
Right. It's mildly entertaining, but it applies to roughly 100 billion other people born that same year.
So it completely lacks a personalization required to guide someone through a genuine life crisis.
And finally, bucket three, the expensive cash-only offline masters. You're paying top dollar, there are no receipts, and the quality varies wildly.
Yeah, some are genuine scholars with decades of intense study under their belts.
Sure, but many are essentially cold reading performers.
Yeah.
They're just better at reading your body language than they are at reading your actual birth chart.
Exactly.
It's like you only have two choices when you're starving. You have an exclusive, invite-only Michelin star restaurant that you absolutely cannot afford, or a digital fast food joint that flatters your outfit before stealing your wallet.
That is a perfect analogy.
But how is it possible that a $16.5 billion market has had zero high-quality digital winners?
Well, what's fascinating here is that the real barrier hasn't been a lack of demand. The barrier has been the absolute inability to scale genuine expertise.
What do you mean?
Well, for thousands of years, delivering a deep, accurate reading required an incredible amount of friction. You needed to be part of a specific lineage to even access the text.
Oh, like hidden knowledge.
Right. You needed decades of dedicated study to understand the esoteric metaphors. And crucially, you needed to be physically located near the person seeking guidance.
So the knowledge was very real, but it was walled off by geography and language and tradition.
Precisely. The delivery mechanism of this wisdom simply hasn't changed, because you couldn't digitize the intuition and the complex cultural context of a master.
You can put a book of horoscopes on the internet, but you couldn't put the dynamic, interactive wisdom of an elder into a piece of software.
Right, until very recently.
And since the market totally lacked a scalable expert, a tech veteran stepped in to see if AI could be the ultimate bridge. And this is where the story of Pan Pan Mao gets really wild.
It does. Because the builder of this platform is not a spiritual guru.
Not at all. Their background is entirely technical. We are talking about someone who worked on on-device machine learning for Apple and Siri.
Yeah, someone who ran fraud detection at Airbnb, literally cutting $2 million a month in losses by spotting invisible patterns in massive data sets.
And someone who managed petabyte-scale infrastructure at AWS. I mean, a heavyweight tech resume.
But entirely devoid of metaphysical training.
Zero domain knowledge. The builder openly admits in the manifesto they had never even read a Bazzi chart.
Which is wild.
Right. And Bazzi, if you aren't familiar, is an ancient Chinese astrological system. It's incredibly complex.
Oh, definitely. It uses your exact birth, year, month, day, and hour to calculate the balance of fundamental elements in your life.
Yeah. And the builder didn't know how any of this worked. They didn't know what the 10 God system was.
Which is the whole framework for interpreting those elements into archetypes like wealth or authority.
They couldn't even name the 12 earthly branches, which are the foundational pillars of the entire philosophy.
Which naturally raises massive red flags for anyone deeply invested in these traditions.
Okay, let me push back on this for a second, because my skepticism was totally off the charts reading this.
Sure.
You're telling me a tech bro who didn't even know the absolute basics of Chinese astrology decided to build a massive divination tool.
Yeah.
Can we really trust a deeply personal metaphysical reading from an algorithm coded by someone who just Googled what an earthly branch is?
Well, it's the logical conclusion to jump to, but it misunderstands the builder's actual hypothesis.
Okay, what were they testing?
The goal wasn't to ask, can AI do fortune telling? The hypothesis they were actually testing was, can AI bridge an absolute knowledge gap?
Oh, interesting.
Right. With modern AI foundation models finally capable of understanding deep cultural context, could a single person compress decades of human apprenticeship into a matter of weeks?
So if he wasn't trying to become a digital psychic, he must have been using this as a stress test for the AI itself. He's trying to see if AI could navigate a completely alien knowledge base.
Exactly. And the execution metrics they use to prove this are insane.
Let me read this sprint. Listen to this. One person, 10 different applications, 29 days.
29 days.
1,134 code commits, resulting in 284,000 lines of code.
It's unbelievable.
And he didn't just use ChatGPT as an autocomplete. He used agentic coding.
Which fundamentally changes the timeline of software development.
Let's break down what agentic coding actually means here, because it's not just typing faster.
No, not at all.
Imagine hiring a junior developer, giving them a massive textbook on ancient Chinese astrology, and saying, figure out the rules, write the code to calculate these charts, test the code, find your own bugs, and fix them while I sleep.
That's agentic coding.
Yeah. The human acts as the director, but AI agents are actively writing and iterating the software autonomously. They burn through more than 3 billion tokens in the process. 3 billion.
It is the workload of a 10-person engineering team working for 6 months, compressed into less than a month. And consider the difficulty of the task itself.
Right.
These ancient texts aren't written like a Python manual. They are deeply poetic, full of metaphors about water extinguishing fire or metal chopping wood.
So the AI had to parse thousands of years of poetic philosophy and translate that into hard Boolean logic. Like, if this element is present in this specific year, then trigger this specific calculation.
Yeah, exactly. And the result of that translation, users who actually practiced Bazzi professionally, the human experts, validated the 20,000 lines of core logic the AI wrote as completely fundamentally accurate.
Wow. One user even said the AI's reading was almost identical to what incredibly expensive human masters had told them.
The AI isn't guessing. It is processing the foundational rules of these ancient systems with perfect mathematical recall. A human master might forget a rare interaction between two obscure elements, but the algorithm never will.
But here is the catch with perfect mathematical recall. A flawless calculator actually makes a terrible fortune teller.
Oh, absolutely.
The AI had the math right, but it entirely lacked the human element. Which brings us to what the builder calls PR number 38.
Pull request 38. Now, in software engineering, a pull request is just a proposed update to the code. But this wasn't about fixing a mathematical bug.
No, it was about fixing the AI's personality.
Right.
The early user feedback was that the system was just way too gentle. It kept telling everyone that their future was overwhelmingly bright.
Yeah, it was acting like an overly eager customer service rep who is absolutely terrified of upsetting the user.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Flattery is the default state for a lot of commercial AI. It is designed to be helpful and polite.
But real masters do not operate on politeness. They operate on authority.
Right. Think about the last time you received hard news or were facing a real crisis. You didn't want a robot giving you raw data. And you definitely didn't want a customer service rep blowing smoke and flattering you.
No.
You wanted an elder to tell you the truth. You wanted someone to say, yes, there are obstacles coming. Your timing is bad right now, but here is how you navigate it.
Because true wisdom requires the friction of hard truths.
Which meant the builder had to manually adjust the voice across all these different domains. The delivery has to match the specific cultural expectation of the medium.
Yeah, the builder realized that a Bozying reading needs the gravitas of a seasoned elder giving you lifelong advice.
Right.
But a tarot reading needs a sense of mystique and archetypal depth to explore your subconscious.
And dream interpretation needs a tone of gentle, non-judgmental reassurance. They had to tune the AI to tell the truth, but with the specific flavor of compassion required by that specific tradition.
And that tuning process resulted in profound personalization. It wasn't just giving generic advice in a stern voice. It was applying that voice to hyper-specific life events.
Yeah. There's a quote in the manifesto from a user testing a feature called a life K-line.
Right, the K-line.
Now, a K-line is typically used in stock market charts to show price movements over time. PanPanMal uses that concept for your life trajectory, plotting out your highs and lows chronologically.
It's a really cool visualization.
Yeah, and the user, looking at their chart, said, and I quote, shockingly precise, it even picked up something bad that happened when I was 16.
Wow.
It's not just saying Aries will be lucky today. It's looking at your specific context, seeing a historical dip in your chart, and delivering a master-level insight about it.
This brings up a crucial point about the broader technology landscape. What you just described, that painstaking cultural calibration, that is the platform's actual moat.
So their moat, their actual defense against a competitor just ripping off their app,
yeah,
isn't the 284,000 lines of code at all.
No.
It's the empathy.
Empathy and cultural resonance. Code can be copied. I mean, another developer could reverse engineer the math over a long weekend.
True.
But knowing when to warn a user, when to comfort them, and how to frame difficult news through a very specific cultural lens, that takes thousands of iterations and human feedback loops. You cannot reverse engineer the feeling of being understood.
And once that tone was perfected and the AI finally sounded like a culturally calibrated elder, a completely unexpected realization emerged.
Yeah, this was the big pivot.
The builder realized that people weren't actually coming to PanPanMal for flawless future predictions.
Mm-hmm.
They were coming for present comfort.
Right.
The core insight of the entire manifesto is that people go to fortune tellers for direction, meaning, and emotional soothing. Far more than they go for predictive accuracy.
It reveals a profound human need to simply be seen and understood, especially when feeling isolated.
The examples the builder shared are incredibly touching. One user found themselves chatting with the platform's MBTI personality test at 2 a.m., calling it a warm companion.
They weren't looking for a sterile personality classification. They just wanted something that understood how their mind worked in the middle of the night.
Another user used the dream interpretation feature to soothe her intense anxiety after dreaming about deceased relatives. She didn't want a clinical Freudian analysis of her subconscious.
She just wanted peace.
Yeah. And another user started doing the daily divination coin toss every single morning, not because she literally believes the universe is controlling digital coins on her phone, but because taking 3 minutes to reflect on the AI's guidance gave her a grounding morning ritual. It forces the user to sit down, focus on a single question, and reflect. That's a mindfulness practice disguised as magic.
It acts as a functional anchor in a chaotic world. If we connect this to the bigger picture, we are dealing with a profound global mental health crisis, and traditional systems are just buckling under the weight.
The numbers in China really highlight why this alternative is so urgent. The manifesto notes that there are 95 million people in China living with depression.
95 million?
Yeah. Yet there are only 3.6 psychiatrists per 100,000 people. Compare that to around 12 per 100,000 in high-income countries.
The infrastructure simply does not exist to handle the sheer volume of need.
And the result is a staggering 92% treatment gap. 92% of people suffering are not getting professional help.
It's not just a lack of doctors either.
No. Therapy is prohibitively expensive, it's heavily waitlisted, and, crucially, it carries a massive, crushing social stigma. Walking into a psychiatric clinic is a barrier millions of people will never cross.
But consulting a fortune teller, engaging with a daily divination app, that carries zero stigma.
None at all.
In fact, research cited in the manifesto identifies fortune-telling in Chinese culture as a recognized cognitive coping mechanism. It serves as a form of proto-therapy.
Let's dig into why that is. Why does divination work as a coping mechanism when therapy feels too daunting?
Well, it comes down to how we process blame and agency. When you go to therapy, the underlying premise is often that something inside you, you know, your coping mechanisms, your brain chemistry, your childhood trauma, that needs to be addressed or fixed.
Right.
There's a perceived internal flaw, which creates immense vulnerability and stigma. Divination, however, externalizes the struggle.
How so?
It says, the stars are misaligned right now.
Mm-hmm.
You are in a conflicting elemental cycle. You are navigating a difficult season. It removes the personal guilt while still providing a structured framework to cope and move forward.
It gives you a sense of order and control when life feels completely uncertain without making you feel like you are broken.
Exactly.
And Pam Pen Mao takes the cost of accessing this comfort and reduces it from $500 a session to mere pennies per reading.
Right.
But I have to ask the difficult question here. Are we replacing actual clinical healthcare with digital fortune telling? Because framing an AI astrology bot as a mental health solution feels like a dangerous line to cross.
It's a vital concern, but Pam Pam Mao is not competing with clinical therapy. It isn't trying to replace the psychiatrist for someone in acute psychiatric distress.
Okay.
It is acting as an entry point for that 92% who remain entirely unreached by the current medical system. It delivers the exact same emotional outcome, the feeling of being seen, heard, and reassured that things will be okay, but it does so through a cultural lens the user already implicitly trusts.
So it's emotional healing disguised as fortune telling. It acts as a kind of Trojan horse for mental wellness. And looking beyond Chinese metaphysics, this model of democratized comfort is explicitly built to scale globally. The need for order and comfort isn't restricted to one region.
No, the vision laid out here isn't just to be a localized application. The underlying architecture of Pam Pam Mao separates the AI reasoning engine from the cultural tone.
Meaning the same core engine can run entirely different cultural operating systems.
Exactly.
The exact same foundational logic that powers a Bazi reading in China can be recalibrated to power Vedic astrology in India, or Western astrology in the Americas, or tarot readings in Europe.
The global astrology market is projected to hit $9 billion by 2030, and the spiritual wellness market is already at $2.2 billion.
Wow.
The ultimate goal is to become the first AI platform providing personalized spiritual guidance and emotional comfort to billions of people, delivering it through whatever cultural framework feels like home to that specific user.
It is the ultimate flattening of access to guidance.
Yeah.
So what does this all mean for you standing at that life crossroads we talked about at the beginning?
Yeah.
It means that the privilege of having a wise elder, a privilege that was once locked behind ancient temple walls, strict geographical lineages, and massive wealth, has been completely flattened. AI isn't replacing the human masters. Instead, it's building a massive infinite table, and for the very first time, everyone gets a seat.
The builder makes a profound observation early in the manifesto. They say in the future, only cognitive assets will be irreplaceable.
Interesting.
Yeah. The hard skills, the actual coding and calculating are already being outsourced to AI, as we saw with that massive 29-day sprint. But intuition, cultural empathy, and the ability to synthesize meaning, those were supposed to be our uniquely human traits.
Right, the things an algorithm couldn't touch.
Pan Pan Mao proves that with enough iterations and the right calibration, AI can simulate that cultural empathy incredibly well.
So the question to leave you with is this. If an AI can effectively democratize the intuition, gravitas, and empathy of a seasoned spiritual master in just 29 days, what other highly gatekept, deeply human roles in your life are about to become accessible to everyone 24/7 for just pennies? Right now, you might just be looking for a wise elder to help you decide whether to take a new job. But tomorrow, who knows what other entirely human experiences this technology will open up.